Yes, everyone, welcome back to Racecast episode 4. We're gearing up for the Australian Grand Prix. You can check us out on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere. We're also on social media such as Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Links are in the description. On with the show. All right, guys, welcome along to episode 4. Firstly, before I get started, I just want to say thank you so much for all the support so far on YouTube, Instagram. We're now on TikTok. Luke, I mean, I have to give you props, okay, this week, because we've been asking a while and you said you're going to do TikToks for a while and you were like, yeah, don't worry, I'll get around to it. But you did put out the first
TikTok. The thing is,
TikTok.
TikToks. The thing is, I don't know how to edit. I've never edited something before. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't have TikTok. I don't use TikTok myself. It's not my thing. So getting down and dirty in part of the game is new to me. So when I say I'm going to do something, what I mean is my feet are up at the moment. I'm used to not doing anything. Can you just leave me alone?
It came out. It came out all right.
It did come out all right. Yeah. So yeah, if you are enjoying that, we are going to put more out. I think it's a really good way to sort of grow. The show, and B, a lot of people don't want to watch an hour's podcast. Do you know what I mean? Ironically, I don't listen to podcasts. I don't watch them. They're not for me.
Yeah,
I love doing them because that's a completely different thing. Who wouldn't love sitting down talking to their mates about topics that they're interested in,
yeah.
Be it on my other podcast or this podcast? But a lot of people love listening to them as the escapism. But for those that just want that quick fire content, I think the TikToks are really good. And I think we will just clip the best parts of the show and sort of pump them out.
But I have got you a gift. Because you have finally done it, although if you're watching on YouTube, you'll finally see that we're joined by K-Mag.
Yeah.
He joined us today, but I have got you another gift say congratulations for finally getting around to do it.
It better be expensive.
Yeah, it cost me a lot. I won't show you the address.
What is it? Is it a ring? Or like a necklace or something?
Yeah, it's a wedding ring. Yeah. No, it's a little gift.
Handwritten, so
it was
cheap. Yeah,
don't show the address.
Oh, yeah. Blur that.
Yeah.
Editor.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't quite hit the big leagues.
Yeah, no. So, I thought I'd get you this because...
Is that a Kevin Magnussen card?
Yeah, it's one of his playing cards.
I'll hold it up to Matt's camera because it's closer and better. Oh, you can't see shit.
You are.
Oh my God. All right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a picture and we're going to throw it up on the screen now.
Fine, okay.
That's quite sick, you know.
You are K-Mag's biggest fan.
Can I open it or is it like...
Yeah, of course you can open it.
Yeah, but or is it like one of those things where it's like, you know, like a Charizard, don't open it.
Or what, like something 10, whatever it is.
Yeah, like am I going to pay my mortgage off with this in a few years or...
Well, I bloody hope not because then I'll take it back.
Doesn't work like that, mate. It's mine now.
You can look at it.
That is sick. We'll make that part of the set. I don't know where we'll put it. Maybe we'll blue tack him up on the wall somewhere.
But you are K-Mag's biggest fan. And
look, I just think...
I thought I'd get you a gift.
Firstly, Haas, after last season, were disrespected. Many new fans came into the sport last season. You know, maybe as a result of... I mean, me, myself, you know, I've watched F1 a lot. Quite a lot when I was younger. Then I sort of fell out of love with it and always knew what was happening. But then it wasn't until like COVID where I really got back into it. So then a lot of new fans came into the sport last season, mainly because Drive to Survive, they probably got into it through COVID. Like me, there wasn't much else going on.
Yeah.
And then you had the Max and Lewis battle, which really like heated up on social media because Max... is obviously young. He's got a lot of young fans. Like his presence on social media, his fans' presence is huge. So then you had people coming into the sport and being like, who are these joke men? Like, what's going on here? Like, have they got in? And then what they actually failed to recognize is Haas weren't actually a bad team.
No.
And we can look to Australia a bit later on to actually prove that. Mm. They had some good races. And they had a great team. And then obviously K-Mag left and then he's come back and he came in with basically no testing. And he was...
He's been phenomenal. And that is why you are K-Mag's biggest fan. And just for future reference, okay, if you do things, like, you know, if you say you're going to do something and it takes you like 4 weeks to do it, whenever you actually get around to doing it, you'll get a new gift. How about that, okay?
Yeah, well, maybe that is going to bankrupt you now because gifts motivate me.
Okay, fine. Yeah, it's good. What an incentive. Well, you've done that so quick.
To bankrupt
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only reason I'd be doing it.
Right, let's talk about other news this week. F1 are heading to Las Vegas in 2023. And I have to say, we have different opinions on this. You're not that as excited. I'm actually quite excited about it.
Okay, well, firstly, tell me why you're excited.
I think it's something different. This is going to be a street circuit. It's going to be a night race as well. The only weird thing is it's going to be on a Saturday night. That's the only going to be the different thing.
You know why?
Probably because, I don't know, NFL on a Sunday or something.
No, because if it was on a Sunday night in America, that would be Monday in the rest of the world.
Very true.
So firstly, it's a bit strange that they're doing it at night, but I think they have to do it at night to make it look cool.
Yeah.
And then, it can't be on Sunday night because everyone's going to be waking up for work.
Very true. I like the thought of a Saturday night race.
Yeah.
I think it's something completely different, something we don't normally have on the calendar. But the other reason why I'm excited for it is because I'm not a massive fan of street circuits, in all honesty. Monaco, like, don't get me wrong, it is prestigious. It's one of those luxury, you know, races on the calendar each year. But it is boring as hell. And the race is basically on a Saturday afternoon when you do qualifying. Wherever you finish, yeah, that is where you're going to finish. I personally feel, and I know I'm probably going to get slated for this, scrap it.
No, I'm with you on that. You know, there are some... I'm not a huge fan of street circuits anyway. I think they're okay.
Yeah.
But you definitely have good street circuits and bad street circuits.
Singapore, I mean, it's
Baku.
Okay. Yeah, Baku. I like Baku.
That's a great track.
I like Baku.
Whose idea was Monaco?
I don't know. I honestly, you know, have you ever seen the footage? Did you ever see that Lewis Hamilton and Martin Brundle interview on Sky Sports where they showed some of the footage from
where they like sit down and watch it in like a cinema?
Yeah. When some of the old footage was like, there was literally no barriers. Some people end up in the water. Like, it was literally that bad. Like,
yeah, that's the content we want.
I would watch it.
Keep Monaco if we get rid of the barriers and people can end up in the water.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's the petition we want. Yeah, get rid of the barriers. If you end up in the water, what driver, if you had to pick out of this year's lineup, would be in the water first?
Who would I want in the water first?
Who you think would be in the water first?
Well, look, I feel like we're starting to bully this man now, but but it's probably going to be Latifi, isn't it?
I don't know why, but it seems like we've got a real agenda against him. We haven't.
Because I didn't understand it when it started.
Do you agree with me now, though, don't you?
Well, yeah, because, mate, he's crashed in the last three races.
Yeah.
And he actually crashed twice last week.
Yeah.
Like, qualifying and...
But somebody made a really good point, which I never thought about, was it was him who cost Hamilton the title.
Yeah.
And obviously, we didn't pick it up in the last episode about crashes, but it wasn't until after I was like, yeah, he was the one who cost him, and he did crash in that place as well.
We actually got a comment on Instagram, like the reel that we put up, saying like, well, to be honest, last season, he was just as bad as Mazepin. He just... had a slightly better car.
And I suppose we didn't notice it because Mazepin was actually so poor that we never actually realised how bad Latifi was.
Yeah.
But also, Williams were really bad, so...
But, like, he was constantly out-qualified by George and...
Oh, he was like, just... Yeah.
Yeah, so that... No, but, yeah, we have... Latifi, he'd end up in the water.
Yeah, he would.
But who I'd like to see end up in the water, Lance Stroll, man. I would want him in the water.
What would you do if I got you a gift of Lance Stroll?
Probably bin it.
Yeah?
Yeah, probably wouldn't keep it. No, you know, he might be a nice guy, but I'm not into it. And what I really, really fucking hate is people getting seats in teams because their parents are rich. Or like, you know, we'll sort your sponsorship out if you put my son in your team.
Yeah.
The fuck's that about? Like, this is an actual professional sport. You wouldn't Mate, like, if my dad owned Barclays, you wouldn't see me playing up top for Liverpool. They'd be like, are you mental? We're not putting him in our team.
Well, I've seen you play football, yeah. You would no way get in the Liverpool team.
That is out of order, but...
Maybe Ebbsfleet.
But this does not happen, to my knowledge, in any other sport. Why all of a sudden are, like, we giving seats to... Okay, look, Lance Stroll is a better driver than me. But why are we giving seats to these people that... Yeah. There are, like, I'm sure there are hundreds of better drivers out there than him. And I actually saw it today, not today, the other day. Someone came out saying, like, Lawrence Stroll is going to, like, run this team into the ground by keeping Lance in a seat. Because he's just not good enough. I don't believe.
And I would agree with you on that, because we put a post out this week on Instagram saying, should Stroll be replaced? Obviously, it will never happen because Lawrence Stroll is there and he's going to...
Well, that's the reason he got the team.
He's got the team, yeah. But no, I don't like it. I don't, you know, and it goes back to the Drive to Survive with Nikita Mazepin's father, who said... okay,
father?
Father. It sounded quite posh, didn't it? Dad, you know, yeah, pa, yeah. And he said, didn't he? He was like, well, if you don't improve it, I'll withdraw the money. And yeah, it's ridiculous. And what I really like now is Haas.
Freedom.
Are free, you know, and it's really nice to see. And they look happy. I know it sounds quite bizarre. It looks like a fun team to be in.
Yeah.
Which it didn't quite have last year. It looked like there was a lot of pressure. Obviously, the car was trash, but they looked like they just weren't happy. You know, we follow Haas on Instagram, and there's such good content coming out.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to see them back actually where they should be. And like you touched on earlier, and you know, they were a good team. They weren't, don't get me wrong, they were probably a mid-table team. They had Grosjean, Magnussen, and they were getting good points.
Being mid-table is good.
It's good,
in Formula
yeah.
One, because there's normally like one or two elites that are simply just beyond being yeah. caught.
But no, I think... I don't like it. You know, Joel has come into Alfa Romeo. He has been bought in with money.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He hasn't got like a dad or a mum who are funding that team as such. But he has also kind of earned it. And he is a good driver.
He did bring in, wasn't it something like £30 million worth of sponsorship?
Yeah.
But look, it's fine. Everyone knows it's a money sport.
Yeah.
If you are a great driver... And you get in with the money, well, fair enough. Like, do you know what I mean? You got use what you have to your advantage.
Of course, yeah.
What I just find so stupid is when, like, teams are keeping these bang average drivers in these seats for money, which is, like, subsequently hindering the team's performance. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all well and good bringing in sponsorship, but then if you're shit because the driver's shit,
yeah,
that
you're not going to
that's
benefit.
Like one step forward and two steps back.
Aston Martin are going to go nowhere with Lance Stroll.
Yeah.
And it was quite interesting when we put the post out, and I know you touched on it earlier. He is hindering that team. There is going to be no progression in that team because ultimately he's not good enough to be, don't get me wrong, he is better than us, like your Peugeot 206 last week. You know, he's a talented driver. However, he's not going to take Aston Martin to that next level. And that is the issue, isn't it? Because what needs to happen is a team like Aston Martin need to be up there.
Yeah, well, especially, I think we spoke about it a little bit. When you go from the Racing Points, which were best of the rest,
yeah,
to then the next season you rebrand as Aston Martin and all of a sudden you're like, you're just not... You're not it.
No, yeah, exactly.
It makes no sense. They should have... I was thinking, oh, Aston Martin rebrand, in theory, this is an upgrade.
Yeah,
you know, they've got a good car. They're starting with, like, a really good base. Now Aston Martin are coming into the picture. God, yeah, they're going to be elevating and then... No, it was pony. I don't really know how we've gone to that from...
No, Las Monaco. Vegas to Monaco, yeah, and then, yeah, Lance Stroll being useless. But... Las Vegas, I'm actually very excited for it. That's three American tracks. That's four. There's three American tracks in the next year's calendar.
Yeah.
Las Vegas, Miami, and Austin.
And we actually go to Miami pretty soon.
It's yeah, like that's in
three races.
Three races time, which is... I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's good. Do you know what I mean? I think America's a cool place, and it's a huge place. I think three's enough.
Yeah. But,
you know, you want to see it everywhere. And there are so many good tracks around that aren't even used at the moment.
No.
But yeah, no, it's cool. I think the reason I'm not a fan of this Las Vegas track is because of the actual track. The layout.
Oh, you don't think that it's a layout, is it, for you?
It just looks like a circle.
Yeah, but you got to remember, they come from like NASCAR out there, which is literally just like around and around.
But I don't watch NASCAR. This is not a NASCAR podcast. No, like, there's a reason I don't watch NASCAR.
Could you do your American accent from last week?
No, I'm just, but I looked at the track and I was like, so I saw like race at Las Vegas from the 2023 calendar or whatever. And I was like, nice. That's cool. Las Vegas is a cool place. Probably one of the coolest places on earth.
Yeah.
Then I saw it and I was like, what's that?
I think it's going to look cool. Once it's done, I think it's going
to
look cool.
It will physically be nice to look at.
But the track
just looks a bit dull. Like, I'm thinking, well, nothing can go wrong anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just...
I think you'd be surprised.
I'm interested to know what the speed trap will be, because it looks like there's a big, big, long straight.
Yeah.
As you come around.
That's Red Bull gone then, isn't it?
That's the thing. I saw a lot of comments saying like, well, fastest car wins.
Yeah. But okay. Just touching on Las Vegas. I think it's going to be great. You think you're unsure until you actually see it. I think it's
going to be a great spectacle like Monaco.
Yeah.
What I will say is the track is, in theory, it's going to be 100 times better than Monaco.
As long as you can overtake. That's all you want. You want to be able to see overtaking. And that's where Monaco... And like this year, for example, you know, you've got bigger tyres, you've got slightly bigger cars. You're never going to overtake. It's going to be such a boring race.
Yeah, I mean, I might check out for that one.
Well, I mean,
I guess I have to watch it now.
We have to do a podcast about it. It could be just like a 10-minute podcast.
I might just get you to tell me about it. Maybe that's what the podcast can be, you just telling me what happened.
Well, lap by lap.
Yeah, and then we'll be done in 5 minutes, because you'd be like, oh, it stayed the same that lap. The next lap, the lap after. And
then they pitted on lap 23 and then...
They came out and they were still in the same order. So, yeah.
And, apart from that.
But yeah, you know, Las Vegas, hopefully
it'll be good.
Hopefully it proves me wrong.
Yeah,
I'm not an expert.
Aren't you?
No. Far from it. But no. All I'm saying is, first impressions from the actual layout of the track, I don't know, unimpressed.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. Let us know what you think. Are you looking forward to it? Comment down below if you're watching on YouTube. But also, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, get in touch on our social medias.
How much will it cost to go there?
I have no idea. Should we look into it? It's November 2023, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll put my property up for sale now. And then we might be able to
go. If that covers both of our triggers, that's fine. I don't mind. I'm going to be bankrupt by buying you gifts each week. True. So, you know.
Nah, I'm not going to do the work. Don't worry.
That's why it's a good incentive, because I know you're not going to do it. But yeah, guys, let us know. Also, should Monaco be scrapped? Let us know that. I personally think yes.
Yeah. I mean, as far as racing goes, yeah. What a boring weekend. Just because, like, I don't know, you get a celebrity waving the checkered flag at the finish line.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't care who waves the checkered flag.
So there's two options here. You either scrap Monaco or you take off the barriers and then just hope that
this is not some, like, sadistic idea. No. Like, we'll give them life jackets. Like, they'll be all right.
It's part of their suit.
I just think it would make it a bit more exciting.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you on that one. Yeah.
Basically, what we're saying is we need something to compromise for the lack of racing.
Yeah.
So if a little swim is the alternative.
I mean, I'm not being funny. From that footage before, they got out all right. The car might have sunk, but they got out all right.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter about the car, does it?
Can't be a nightmare. Do you think there'll be red flags if a car's in the water?
What's the point? It doesn't affect the race, does it?
No, exactly. Right, let's move on. So let's talk about F1 Fantasy from Saudi Arabia. You've got it on your phone.
Oh my God, have I got to pull this up? Do you know what? Because I know who I've got in my team.
Yeah.
So after Saudi Arabia...
I smashed it last week.
I didn't even want to look.
Because, can I just say, from last week, listening back to the podcast, you said to me that there's something I did which you questioned my...
Oh yeah, no, so this wound me up a little bit. all like pre-season or whatever, you're banging on about Carlos Sainz.
Yeah.
How good he is.
Yeah.
No, I really think he's going to stick it to Leclerc.
Yeah.
You know, he's the one to watch. You took him out of your team, mate, after like the second week.
Well, I, no, okay.
That is disloyal.
Fine. But I also took Hamilton out. So
yeah, because he's driving a tractor.
Yeah, okay. Can I just defend myself? So the reason why I did that is if you go back to my race week one, I had a stinker. I was third from bottom, okay? I needed to turn it around and get some points on the board. And may I just say, I did that this week. Well, last week. I smashed it last week. I've got something like 168 points or something.
Wait, so you're saying you smashed it and you were saying I stunk it up? I got 163 points.
Yeah, you had a stinker. You had a stinker.
5 points difference.
You got 163.
Means that you smashed it.
Maybe I did.
I fucked it.
Maybe I had a shitter week than I thought. I thought I had a good week.
No, I think that what you had was a good week.
Yeah.
But don't come in here into my property telling me that I underperformed.
Mate, it's
when you beat me by 5 points.
Mate, it's not your property anymore. We sold it for Las Vegas.
Yeah, true. I don't mind that. This... You know, I'm not taking this slander. Also, how far did that move you up in the league? Have you looked?
Well, I thought quite high, but then I realised I'm still only like 85th or something in there. We've got like 140-odd people in there now. That's decent.
Have we?
Yeah.
I don't even know how you look at the league. Like I say, because you told me that I did bad, so I was like, right, well, I'm not looking. And I knew that I had Mick Schumacher in my team.
Hang on, let me have a look. While you're talking.
Guanyu Zhou.
Yeah.
And Hamilton. So I was
need to log on. What's your log on?
Hang on.
Not log on. So from our thing, we have, 139. You are 51 out of 139. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
I know. Leading is Robert Yu.
What's his team? I'm going to copy it.
He's got 468 points.
Oh, kick him out.
Can we do that? Can we just get people out, kicked out?
I don't know.
Cheating.
I'm the admin, so I'll just kick everyone out that's above me. All right, so he had George Russell.
Okay,
yeah. He had a solid weekend. Gasly. Where did he finish?
Ninth?
Leclerc. And he was like his, you know, you get the geezer with double points.
Yeah.
Because he's mine as well.
Yeah, he got that.
Ocon.
Ocon had a good weekend.
I didn't realise the team's got you that many points.
Who did he have?
He's got Ferrari and he got 63 points from
I had
them.
Ferrari.
Is that where most of your points came from then?
Yeah, because I changed from AlphaTauri to Ferrari.
I compensated by, I went really good drivers and then like my team was Haas because I obviously believed in the process.
Let me find my team because...
And I thought Haas, you could buy Haas for like 8 million.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I think they're going to be all right this season. So... That's a bargain. I could then get Max Verstappen, Lewis Hamilton, Charles Leclerc. Who else have I got?
I'm down in 87th. What? Oh, no. I'll tell a lie. I got 189 points last week. So you are in the mud. I have come into your house and I have like...
Still like 20
still doesn't matter.
Points. 20
doesn't matter.
5.
Don't care. Don't really like so I had Gasly, got me 17 points. I had Ocon, 21 points. Leclerc, he got me 82 points.
Yeah. Is he your like...
Yeah, double points. I then had Perez. He got me 22. Magnussen got me 14, the boy. And Ferrari got me 63 points. So I take that. I mean, I'm up to 219 points now. Where are you? You said you're 50. Did I say you're 51 or something?
Yeah.
So how many points is that? That is... So you're on 346. So you're doing all right. You're doing all right.
That's because, consistency. I thought... Yeah. I knew I wanted, after testing, I knew I wanted Leclerc and I knew I wanted Verstappen.
Yeah.
Now.
That's a big budget. That's a big chunk of your budget though, isn't it?
Oh yeah, massive. I've got Hamilton in there as well. So my thinking was you can never write Hamilton off.
No.
And I don't write Hamilton off, but I'm writing the car off. There is huge temptation to maybe sub him out, but... Did we speak about the rumours of upgrades last week?
We didn't. Oh, we touched on it, but this week is quite interesting. We'll finish off on F1 Fantasy in a second.
Only because that's why...
It's going to be interesting.
I'm tempted to keep him in for the next couple of races.
So George Russell has come out this week and he said, if Mercedes can solve one part of their issue, that will solve 99% of their issues.
Yeah, the solution is solves 99% of all their issues.
Their biggest issue is porpoising.
Yeah. Isn't it to do with a new floor.
Yeah. So they're saying if they can solve that, and they're bringing upgrades to Australia, they've already come out and said that, they're bringing upgrades. So that's going to be interesting, because if they can solve that, then you've got quite a strong Mercedes in there, really.
Yeah.
The only issue is their engine.
Yeah, because I don't know what it was exactly, but I swear it was like the last five or six races to finish were powered by Mercedes. And then you had, like, obviously the Ferraris up there, Magnussen was up there, yeah. Bottas was up there.
Well, you've got Haas with a Ferrari engine. But what's quite interesting is obviously Alpine have got a Renault engine.
Yeah, they're doing all right.
But yeah, the Mercedes engine is. But it's really weird to say that, isn't it? The Mercedes engine is the worst engine on the grid. That's bizarre, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, the rumours are that it's struggling with, like, the new fuel, the E10 fuel, if that makes any sense to you.
I have E10 in my car.
Do you?
Yeah.
What, are they just using regular fuel now?
I don't know, but I have E10. Well, you got, like, E5 or E10, haven't you, when you put your fuel in?
I have no idea. I'm diesel.
Oh, you're a diesel boy. Yeah. Well, you've got no diesel at the moment. Have you seen it? Diesel price. There is no diesel anywhere. You can't get diesel.
I don't drive my car anymore. Ever since prices went up, I was like, fuck that, I'll just walk everywhere.
Really?
Mate, I haven't filled up my... I've put... I'm talking about... Still cars, so...
Stay tuned. You've got four wheels on your car.
I filled up... Yeah, I've got four wheels. Yeah. I filled up 7 weeks ago. Put half tank in, £40. Still running off it.
Really?
Yeah.
You need to get out more.
Mate, no, I just walk. If I need something from the shop, I'm like, fuck that, I'll just walk. Not paying £1.80 for a litre of fuel. Takes the piss.
That does take the piss.
But yeah, no, it is strange to see this problem, but...
I hope, and like we touched on the last episode, I hope Mercedes sort it, because having a three-way battle would be brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
I don't even remember the last time there was a three-way battle.
No.
Has there ever been?
There's normally, you had Williams, Ferrari, didn't you, at that point? You've had Ferrari, Mercedes, you've had Red Bull, Ferrari.
Red Bull weren't really contested in...
No, but then you had Red Bull last year, Mercedes.
You had the Ferrari and the Renault when you had Schumacher and Alonso.
Yeah, I don't think there has been a time where there's probably been a proper three-way battle. If Mercedes can come into this... We've got an exciting season on our
hands. It's strange because I'm sure there's a lot of Mercedes haters out there. Yeah. Understandably, like, one team dominating. You know, it's like people that hate Man City.
Yeah.
Gets a bit annoying, doesn't it?
Liverpool.
No, because we're like underdogs. So I feel like even if you're not a big fan of Mercedes, that's fine. But I think everyone, as an F1 fan, should be hoping that they solve their issues.
Oh, yeah.
Purely... for the entertainment factor of the season.
No, I agree.
I don't think anyone wants one car to be so much better than the rest. Even as a Mercedes fan,
no.
I don't really want them to come up with a car that just blows the rest out the water. I want them to be able to compete week in, week out.
You want different winners. That's what you want. And I know we're Hamilton fans, but I want to see people like George Russell up there. I want to see Leclerc because I want to see Perez. So, yeah, you want to see different winners. You really want to make it an exciting season. And that's how, you know, if you're new to Formula One, you're in for a treat because already after two races, it's an exciting season. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. Shall we... just finish on F1 Fantasy. You can still join.
I'll pin it. It'll be the top comment.
He'll put it in there. Shall we have a look at past winners of Australia? Also, have to apologise to you. We did try and get a petition to change the times for next week for the race. Didn't happen. It's still 6 o'clock. I'm sorry.
Selfish. Because you got here and you're like, isn't it mad? Like, this time next week, you would have been up for like 5 hours having...
Yeah, this time next week, we would have finished the race.
Yeah, because it's 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it. I mean, I'm going to do it. What is it? Friday up at...
Oh, it's like 4 to 5.
Quarter to 5. I think it's 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So I have to be up at like 4:45 to obviously make a coffee. Otherwise, I'll just be asleep on the sofa.
No, I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong.
It's not 4 a.m. No. If it's 4 a.m., it can fuck off.
No, I actually think you're wrong. Where are we? Australia. So...
I'm not watching it at 4 a.m.
Practice P1 is on Friday at 4 to 5.
Nah, that's not happening.
P2 is 7 to 8.
No, I'm not doing it.
What, 7 to 8? You'll be up at 7 to 8.
Yeah, but not if I wake up for the... Right, so I'm either going to wake up for the first one.
Which you've just said you're not going to do.
Yeah.
So... and then... I'm not doing it. But...
Yeah, but I'm emotional right now, so that's...
Okay.
So if I wake up for that one, then... I'm not going to be able to stay awake for the next one.
Yeah, true. Okay. On the Saturday, P3 is at 4 to 5.
No. Who made this up? Not on a Saturday.
Qualifying is 7 to 8.
That I can live with.
You can live with that. And the race on Sunday is 6 a.m.
On a Sunday?
On a Sunday, yeah.
It's the day of God. No one should be waking up at that time.
But I'm more worried that you're not going to be able to drink.
Well, I'm not. I'm not sure I don't think I've got anything planned on that week, but I won't be able to because unless I roll through.
Just crack on. Yeah. From the Friday, like in the morning, just get plastered through.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't start drinking. I'd have to start on the Thursday. That's the problem.
Oh, the Thursday night into the Friday.
No, I'm going to take the weekend off and I'm going to try, what I'm going to do is if I am up to watch it, I'm going to try and wake up. And if you're awake, the Instagram will be active.
The Instagram will
be active. So jump on and we can all keep each other up.
Yeah.
And we'll like try and do some posts where like...
Bit of interaction.
Yeah, bit of engagement where we're asking questions and we'll reply to you and stuff. Because that's not nice for
you.
Really.
You're not a fan, are you? Let's have a quick look at the past winners. So do you know, we haven't raced there in almost 3 years now. Yeah. 2019 was the last one. Do you know who the winner was then?
Valtteri Bottas.
Who was second?
Lewis.
Who was third?
Max.
Yeah, well
who
done.
Was fourth? Seb.
Who was fifth?
Charles.
Who was 19th?
I don't know.
Latifi, no.
Oh, actually, I think I do know. It was... Was it Danny Rick? He retired. Front wing
came
off.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Well remembered. Looking back at some of the winners, though, Mercedes have done quite well there. They've had winners in 2019, 2016, 15, 14. I mean, in theory, McLaren Mercedes, when Jenson Button was there, still a Mercedes car.
Lewis Hamilton only won there once.
Twice. He won there in 2008.
Once with a Mercedes.
McLaren Mercedes. The two may say, you know, look, we're just trying to be there. Like, Jenson Button has won three times there.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't race anymore, so I don't think there's a risk of that happening at the weekend.
There's no need for this attitude, is there? There's no need for it. You said last week we would look at past winners, who's done well there. And I'm just telling you who's done well
there. Yeah, but he's not on the grid anymore.
Look, don't make me
I think we should only talk about people that are still racing. Okay. Otherwise, we're going to go back. You're going to start talking about Senna or something.
He won't be there next week.
I'll
take your gift away. Any more of this attitude, all right? I'm sick of it. I'll take that away. Ferrari have done well there. It is quite known that Ferrari do quite well. Yeah. They won in 2017-18. Who was a winner?
Well, at that time it would have been either, well, probably Vettel.
Vettel, yeah. He's won twice there, 17 and 18. And it has been known recently that it does suit Ferrari quite well, that track. I'm expecting Ferrari this weekend to do quite well.
But it is a completely different car now.
It is. But this is a whole thing, isn't it? Every track we go to, it doesn't really matter past winners or how well a car's done there. You know, like if you go to Russia, Mercedes have dominated there for years. We're not going to Russia this year, but it doesn't matter, does it, with this type of car? It honestly doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, they're not going to dominate anything, are they, with this? But I think Valtteri Bottas, I was looking at the little chart. He's looked strong there, right?
We ripped him to shreds last episode.
We did. And
how's your car, bitch? Do you remember that one?
No, that's what I wanted him to say. I was telling him to be more aggressive. I think he could perform really well there, yeah. Right? If you're saying this is known to be good for Ferraris,
yeah,
Alfa Romeo powered by Ferrari, whatever they've done with the actual chassis, yeah, the car looks good. I think he could be. He's going to be my. Do we have a segment where we talk about like a shock performer? Who's gonna shock you this week? Valtteri Bottas.
Well, we can have a segment.
Yeah.
Do you want to do like a little jingle for it?
No. None of that.
You're not quite talented.
He's gonna surprise us, based purely on past performance.
Yeah.
I think that in the Lewis Hamilton qualified first 4 times in a row there. And I think he won it once. Rosberg won it. And then Bottas won the next.
He won the last year.
Yeah. Or it actually might have been Vettel, Bottas, when Hamilton qualified first.
Bottas has only won it once.
He won it twice?
No, he's won it once.
Sorry, he won it twice.
No, I can tell you. I've got facts here. Bottas won in 2019. Vettel won last time. Red Bull. Can I just say about Red Bull? Yeah. They've only won it once.
Well, even when they had that
was back in 2000. Yeah, that's back in 2011 with Vettel, when they just dominated for years.
Yeah.
Like you said, we're going into this weekend with, we don't know what to expect. We haven't been there in years. New cars. It all depends on what the weather's like, how it's going to, you know, the tyres are for this one. It's going to be an interesting weekend. One, because we're going to be up very early, but two, yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting because we don't know how this car performs.
No, yeah, and that's why, you know, we can base a driver is obviously quite an important factor.
Yeah.
Some drivers perform poorly at some tracks and then they perform really well at others. Maybe it's down to driving style. But that's why I think Bottas, he looked really strong 2019.
Yeah.
Because I made sure I went back and I did my research on it.
He was phenomenal that race.
Because Hamilton qualified first.
Yeah.
And he finished like 25 seconds ahead of Lewis.
He was in it. He was in a league of his own that day. He literally just, it was like his race, wasn't it?
I think with that power unit he's got, good car, he could be a surprise this weekend.
Podium? Surely not.
It's just the only issue is the Red Bulls and the Ferraris are so much better,
yeah,
than every other car. That would be, you know, I think, again, we're going to see Ferrari and Red Bull as like the 1-4.
Yeah.
Unless Mercedes have like had a chat with Aladdin or something and they sorted out the car. That's what we're going to see. But I don't even mind this at the moment, having those four up top, because it's always close.
Yeah.
Well, I say always, like we've only had 2 races, but it's still been overtake.
Yeah, it's been interesting.
So it's I'm happy with that. I'm fine. So long as not one person, you know, okay, in 2019, Bottas runs away with it. Drive of a lifetime. Boring.
You won't see it this weekend. It's going to be close, yeah, this weekend. It's going to be a lot closer. I know you were touching on, for you, who you think is going to be the shock performer of the weekend. I'm going for, I don't know if I'm going to say this because you're just going to take the mick out of me. Sainz win.
So you're going to put him back in your team then?
I'll put him back in my team.
If you're firm, to firm that, you need, okay, to put him back in your,
all
team.
Right, I'll put him back in my team. Yeah.
But I don't understand why. Why would you?
Because he's
been consistently slower than Charles,
yep,
the whole season.
I still think
all 2 races, but
yeah, well, the whole, yeah, it's been a long,
but
season.
But he's been outqualified by him both times.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure testing, if I remember properly, Leclerc was consistently quicker.
Yeah, but Sainz was there.
Yeah, I don't know. He was there.
I think it's going to be this weekend. I think you're going to see Sainz do all right.
Yeah, but no, I agree. He's done all right the whole time.
Don't look. Don't mock me. Just wait and see. Wait until next weekend. You know, following week when we talk about this, I'll be sitting here going, "I told you so."
What, and
or you'll be telling me you're a mug, one or the other.
Well, the thing is, I just don't understand how you can come to that conclusion.
Because I do think Sainz is a very talented driver, and he's getting used to this car. I don't know. I can't really explain it, but I do think Sainz is going to be up there, and I do think.
Is he paying you to say this every week?
I got sponsored by him.
Because there's no other rational reason.
His dad messaged me. I got a nice little sponsorship. No. But no, just wait and see. Next weekend.
Okay, so what?
Okay, he'll be top two.
And also, can we really consider Sainz a shock? Like...
No, maybe. Well,
our shock of the day.
Well, I'm not being funny. When I just said to you Sainz will win, you were like... No.
Yeah, granted. Okay. But it would never truly be a shock if man driving good car wins race.
Okay, fine. Take away Sainz. Another shock. Mick Schumacher. He's going to be in top eight this weekend.
It will be about time. Otherwise, I'm going to have to remove him from my team. Will he finish ahead of K-Mag?
I think Mick will be top eight.
You think Mick will be top eight?
And I think he will beat K-Mag this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. I think you've got to remember, he's now at a point where he's had three races. He's learning from K-Mag himself. He showed in Bahrain he was reasonably quick. He's getting used to that car. He didn't race at all. As long as they don't put his crashed car on the track, I think he will get top eight.
Yeah, obviously.
Although they are using the same chassis, I found out this week. Not obviously... the mark, but there's parts of that car they're still using for the race this week.
Really?
Yeah, I read.
How?
Because there's parts of it which they're still usable.
It's going to cost $1 million.
Cost $1 million to actually fix that car, which is mental, isn't it? Can you imagine going, taking your car in?
Yeah, but doesn't it? It makes you wonder how much did Haas spend last season on repairs?
God, they're probably bankrupt. Yeah, but
Mick. To be fair, Mick crashed as well.
He did.
And I do think a lot of it was down to perhaps a poor car as well.
And experience, I think. Yeah. There's a mixture of it, isn't it?
Two rookie drivers in a bad car.
Yeah. No, Mick Schumacher will be top eight next weekend.
I hope so. I hope so. I think I'd like to see him actually, you know, do well. I think there's probably a lot of pressure on him. Maybe it's not applied to him by us, but I'm sure he puts a lot of pressure on himself. Yeah. Having Michael Schumacher as your dad is probably a blessing and a curse at the same time.
I'd say more of a curse.
Well, if you're going to be a race car driver, then yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a blessing because you're known in the sport, but he's actually a really nice guy. I really like him. You know, from Drive to Survive, I thought he was a brilliant guy. Can I just touch on who I also think will do well next week, who I think has a point to prove and is probably livid after last weekend? Perez. I'm sounding like Perez fanboy here, but I do like Perez. I like Perez. I do think he has a point to prove because I think he was so peed off last week that the whole strategy kind of went against him. He's got something to prove this weekend.
Yeah, and... I do think it's interesting, that whole situation. I don't know. I never feel confident in his ability to outperform Max.
Yeah.
And maybe that's because I'm pretty sure Max has always outperformed his teammates.
Yeah, but this is like what we said last week. Don't go near my boy.
There is good reason for that at the same time. Yeah. I mean, you know... put them all in the same car. I think we said this last week. In my opinion, Max and Lewis are way out in front. So Lewis is going to retire at some point.
Yep.
Max is going to be that number one driver. He is going to be the one that...
The one to beat.
The young children want to be. So I understand that. And, you know, Perez is pushing on now in terms of driving age.
Yeah.
I hope he does well, just because, you know, yeah, after last week, he was probably bummed, man.
Yeah, he... There was an interesting report came out this week saying if it wasn't for that, would he have won it? And there's a lot really strong emphasis to say, yes, if it wasn't for the safety car coming out, he probably would have won it. Because he was strong. He looked strong. He had a good gap from Leclerc. He was actually in control up until that pit stop.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think he looked solid. But after that happened, I would have assumed Leclerc was going to win. And then there was an overtake right towards the end.
Yeah, very true. Who... I was about to say who would be your top three, but should we do F1 play for next week?
We can. Yeah. But before you do that, change the battery. Yeah, sorry. And my camera angle's changed a little bit now. So don't be alarmed.
People at home really stressed now.
Yeah. So we're going to move on to F1 play. We do also have a little league for this, which you're able to join. If I remember, I'll put it in the comments. If not, you missed out from when we originally announced it.
He's going to forget.
I will forget.
He won't remember.
But don't take it personally. Okay. The Australian Grand Prix. Who is your top three?
So from winners to third, or you just any top three in the top, anyone who's going to finish? Yeah, okay.
Stupid. No, that does not need explaining.
Stupid question.
Top three. Who's going to finish first? Who's going to finish second? Who's going to finish third? What else could it have been?
I don't know. I regret it. Do you know, when it was coming out of my mouth, I could just see your face. I was like, I fucked up here. I fucked up big time. God, what a thicko. Top three. I've already said it, and I'll have to back myself here. Sainz, Verstappen, Leclerc.
Okay. Weren't you just saying something about Perez shocking us?
Oh, yeah, shit. Okay, I'm going to change it, okay? Sainz, Verstappen, Perez.
Okay, let me just put... there you go.
Yeah.
The thing is, right, is I think you're actually rinsing me for not doing very well. But wasn't I putting your answers in last week? No. I'm going to put my own in.
Yeah, go on. What's yours?
So I'm going to say Charles, Max, George. Nah.
Nah, that's like...
Lewis. What?
You think that they're going to... I mean, granted, if they bring their upgrades and they look strong, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I'm banking on the upgrades.
It all depends on the upgrades, though.
No, fuck it.
What? So you think Hamilton is going to...
Hamilton for the win.
Nah.
Charles
what?
Second. Nah, Max second. Why can't I decide? Max second. And George in third. Yeah, maybe I've heard something from the Mercedes factory. You wouldn't know.
I think that is more bizarre than what my answers were.
Well, yeah, but yours were just Ferrari.
Have you got a screw loose?
No, I...
You've put two Mercedes in your top three.
Yeah, Hamilton to win.
I'm a Mercedes fan, but and I'd love it if that happens, but...
I am trusting the process.
Okay, fine. I mean, if... We'll see next week when we talk to each other and we go, look, we both screwed up. Right, next question.
Okay, which driver will set the fastest lap?
I'm going to go Sainz. You have a real agenda against him.
Well, I just think of the top four cars.
Okay, but did you think Perez was going to get pole in Saudi Arabia?
No, but did he win the race?
Doesn't matter, does it? Doesn't matter. You said, are you talking about fastest? Are you talking about qualifying lap or fastest lap in the race?
This is fastest lap of the race, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I might change my answer then. I'm going to go Max.
Okay. Well,
sorry, I thought you meant qualifying.
As I predicted Lewis to win.
Let me guess, we're going to go Lewis Hamilton, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go Lewis.
I think you've got a screw loose here.
Why?
Because you're going from a Mercedes team who literally finished 5th and 10th last week to them winning, coming 1st and 3rd.
Yeah, but he was good last year. Anyway.
Mate, look, I know you give me crap and you give me shit for actually some of my answers, but I literally feel like there's something going on here.
But can we just... Right, so all of these predictions are based on the fact that a new floor is coming and the porpoising is fixed.
Well, there's hope, yeah.
Right, so to confirm, I'm not basing this off of the race results of the last 2 weeks.
Okay, so you're basing this on upgrades.
Because that would be stupid.
Well, yeah, why would you look at previous weeks to see how well a team have done?
No, because now yeah. I'm looking ahead. You've okay. always got to look forward in life. Don't
look behind.
Don't look back.
Yeah, don't look back. All right, yeah, fine. That's why I say signs, because I'm looking forward and not back at previous results. I'm looking forward. You've contradicted yourself there because you went, you don't look back. You said, well, signs has done so bad. I'm looking forward and I'm expecting signs to be strong this weekend.
Yeah, but no. Because, look, right, the ability of a driver doesn't change from week to week. The capabilities of a car does.
Okay.
So in terms of the motor vehicle.
The motor vehicle?
I can assume that Mercedes are going to get better. Carlos Sainz is, you know...
He's going to get better. You're going to see it.
He will, but so is Charles.
Fine. Okay.
Who will finish the race in the highest position?
Yep.
Lando, Ocon, Fernando, Pierre Gasly, Vettel, Bottas, or Magnussen? It would be nice to see Seb back, by the way.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to him being back. It's a shame that it won't just be him and Hülkenberg.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I'm going to go for Bottas.
Yeah, I'm going to join you on that.
Bottas Ocon.
Because I was saying about him earlier. So...
I think Bottas. He did look fast last week.
Yeah.
But obviously, we don't look at last week. We look ahead.
Yeah, we only look forward.
Yeah. Don't look back in anger. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah. Who will... it's the same question again, just with different drivers. Danny Rick.
Yep.
Tsunoda. Stroll. Albon. Latifi. Guanyu Zhou or Schumacher?
Schumacher.
No.
Schumacher or Tsunoda?
I'm going to join you with Schumacher again.
That's a real shock that you weren't putting like Ricciardo there or someone.
Just because I'm wearing a McLaren hat.
They're poor.
And yeah, I mean, he's got a lot to prove, actually. He's coming home.
Yep.
In 2019, had a stinker.
He's always had a stinker. He hasn't really done well there, really. His best result was fourth.
I think it was.
Yeah, I don't think he's done, like, he hasn't gone there.
That was in 2018, wasn't it?
Yeah, he hasn't done phenomenal at Australia. So I'm not expecting big things this weekend. And we did put out a thing yesterday, didn't we? Well, I might have mucked up. Instead of putting a poll, I put a question, didn't I?
Yeah, so it made it look like that you just hated him. It was like, will Danny Rick get points in Australia? And it was like, yes or no, but the right answer was no. So it did look like you were really going out for him.
Well, you did the post, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Which driver will be the first to retire? I wonder.
Do you know what? I feel like we've got an agenda against Latifi, so I'm going to go Albon. Still a Williams. Because surely we can't put Latifi every week. I mean, we could. We think it.
Proof is in the pudding, mate.
Yep.
I am going to say Latifi. Nah, Lance Stroll. He can have it this week.
Oh, yeah. That is literally going to be back and forth.
It won't let me change my answer.
So who did you go for, Latifi?
Latifi.
You hate him.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, you hate him.
I don't hate him. He seems like a nice guy.
You were the one who was giving him hate last year when he crashed into the wall and cost Hamilton his...
No, I didn't. I don't abuse anyone online.
No.
But what I will say is, you know, as the drivers, he does seem like one of the nice guys. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, he seems like nice. He's just pretty poor.
Yeah, likes hitting the wall. How many classified finishers will there be?
17.
Now, you got this right last week.
I did. I said 14 last week. I got that right. I'm going to go... Well, I was quite lucky last week. You got to remember last week, Mick Schumacher didn't even get into the race and Tsunoda didn't even start. So that was before you even started. You were down to 18.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 17.
Yeah. It's not really like a crashy track, is
no.
it? No. I'm going to go... I think 17 is a good answer because I'm not really expecting anyone to crash out. Maybe like one or two.
Expect some retirements
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, it's more the reliability.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to go 16.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because there are still some reliability issues amongst
some
these
of,
cars.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't even think we spoke about it last week in Saudi Arabia where like three cars and like the same lap just died.
Ricardo, Alonso. Bottas just before that, I think he retired. Reliability.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, reliability is the biggest thing.
But they just died. There was just like nothing. They just stopped.
It just kind of got to a point. McLaren, he realised he had Danny Ricciardo in the car. He was like, you know what? We're not getting anywhere here. Let's just park up.
Oh, Danny, the car's broken. They bring it in. He's like, it feels fine. Nah, it's broken. It's broken. Are you sure?
He's saying I'm getting up to like 150 miles per hour. No, it's dead. Trust me. Yeah.
Will there be a full-on track safety car period?
Yes.
Because you said no last week.
Yeah, and then they bring out a bloody safety car. I was expecting red flags. There was no red flags.
I don't know why you'd be surprised.
Because
you've seen the track.
Yeah, no, but what I
yeah, you were anticipating just a full-on red flag.
But there was no red flags.
Like they're really trying to avoid red flags this year.
Yeah, there's something against them, isn't it? I think Michael Massey kind of gave out too many last year.
Well, yeah, no, he did. There'd be like a speck of dirt on the track and he'd pull out a red flag.
Red flag.
It was a bit annoying.
Yeah.
Because from my understanding, red flags were actually really quite rare.
Oh, you barely saw them. Up until last year, you rarely saw them. It was always safety cars.
Yeah.
And in this last year, it was like trigger happy. Like,
no, but it's fucking annoying. it's really annoying when they happen.
Michael, there's a rabbit on the track and our tyres are going bald. Okay, red flag. Don't worry.
We want a free change, basically. Yeah. We want to hold position, but we need to change our tyres.
Yeah, so would you be all right? Red flag, yes.
It was really ruining some of the races.
Yeah, no, I agree.
In my opinion. Because I think safety car is...
Safety car is better.
Safety car doesn't give that unfair advantage.
Unless you're in Abu Dhabi.
We won't talk about that.
No, move on.
It doesn't give that like ridiculous unfair advantage of where you can get the free tyre change.
Yep.
You still get a bit of an advantage because you save time or you lose less time.
Yeah.
And then it bunches the whole pack up and you get to go off racing again.
I did feel sorry for Lewis Hamilton again last week because he did get screwed over by a safety car.
He did, yeah.
Pit lane closed. Shit.
It's that strategy team. So there will be a safety car or there won't be?
Yes, yes.
Oh, then I have to, okay. And what will the winning margin in seconds be?
I don't think it's going to be as close as it was in Saudi Arabia. I'm thinking 7 to 10. Is it 7 to 11 or something like that?
7 to 12.
Or that one, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I actually do think it's going to be close, so I'm going to say 2 to 4.
Ooh. Ooh.
We've got no other reason to believe otherwise at the moment.
No. I don't know. I think there'll be a bit of a bigger gap this week.
Fair enough.
But well, saying that, 7 to 12 seconds isn't a massive gap considering what we were seeing last year. I mean, Max were coming home with sometimes like a 15, 16.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, yeah, 7 seconds.
In the grand
compared
scheme of things.
Yeah, compared to previous years would be nothing.
Yeah.
But I still just, man, like I said last week, whatever they've done,
better.
It's working. I like it.
Should we finish off with fan questions?
Yeah, should we see what they said? So every week, before we film, which we tend to film on a Tuesday or a Monday. We're actually filming on a Sunday this week.
A bit earlier this week.
But we do put out a little poll, a little thing for questions on Instagram. So do get involved because we go through them and we read them out to you guys.
We want to get you guys involved. And that's the whole point of this podcast is we want to get you guys involved. We want to hear what your thoughts are. And one thing I do love, and I have to say this, is the in-depth questions. You know, sometimes like you get questions when you put up polls going, what's your favourite colour or something?
Yeah, yeah.
But the questions you guys are asking
they're actually
really
like,
good
well,
questions.
And it's like, I think it's quite good because you can tell maybe it's something that they've actually been thinking about and they want other people's opinions on, which I like, rather than just, they're not like mundane questions where they're like, what do you guys think about this?
I like it. So you guys keep smashing it. Well done.
This is actually quite a good one because I was sitting watching the mighty Liverpool play yesterday.
The mighty Liverpool.
And I was thinking more or less this exact same thing.
Yeah.
Football has always been my sport, right? That's, and to this, you know, I stand by that.
Yep.
But this guy says, why is it that F1 feels like a much better viewing experience than football at the moment? And I was thinking, like, do you know what? And as a Liverpool fan, we're going for the quad this season.
Yep.
I was missing the F1 this week. I was thinking, like, and even when I was watching it last week, I was thinking, man, I was much more into, like, the race than I am this game.
I think because, one, F1 is more exciting now. Probably over the last couple of seasons, it's now got a bit more...
Compared to, like, previous seasons. More competitive. As opposed to compared to football.
Yeah. And I think because it's spread out over a three-day period, it draws you in more.
Yeah.
So I think you... Like, for me, I much prefer watching Formula One at a weekend. Don't get me wrong, I like watching football. I'm a Brighton fan. I like watching, you know,
You work for Brighton.
I do. But I enjoy watching football. I enjoy watching Brighton. But it's something about F1 where it really, like, gets you excited for it.
I think it's the spectacle of it as well, isn't it?
Yeah. The new camera angles, and I think the rivalries, and because it isn't just like, you know, with football, you've got your big players. For example, Liverpool, you've got Firmino, Salah. You know, they're the main ones. But in F1, you've got loads of characters. You've got the likes of Horner, Wolf, Gunter. Like, you've got characters all along the paddock, which makes it more intriguing. So even things like, you know, the grid walk before the race, you like seeing, oh, who are they going to talk to now? You know, in practice, what are you going to learn today about the car? Every time the program is on, you feel like it's a whole new learning experience, which sometimes you don't always get with football. Because I'm not being funny. Did you expect Liverpool to lose to Watford yesterday?
No. So that's the thing. My camera's gone. But just I was sitting there watching it, and I was thinking, like, we're probably gonna win.
Yeah.
Which, and look, I spent many years as a Liverpool fan. Like, I lived through the Roy Hodgson era. Do you know what I mean? Like, I, going to school, supporting that team in that period, that wasn't it. So, like, now to be where we are is amazing. And, like, I still love watching Liverpool. But, yeah, I'm definitely, at the moment, I prefer watching the racing.
But it's the same with me with Brighton. I've been through, like, the Withdean days, seeing us get relegated, promoted, you know, now in the Premier League. But it's something about F1 which... I think it's the viewing, like you touched on there, it's a better viewing experience. Yeah. You know that actually in football, the angles you're going to get is behind the goal, slow-mo, 90 minutes of the game. Whereas Formula One, you have practice, you have qualifying, you have different shots, like the onboard camera now, like it's constantly a learning.
And I think experience. There's constantly a lot more going on. I think, like, you can watch a football game and it can be dead.
Yeah,
it can be like a really poor football game, and you definitely have boring races. But across the weekend, like, qualifying's never boring.
No,
I think qualifying always gets you going. And then if you have like a really interesting grid formed from qualifying, then you know the race is going to be exciting as well. So I think it's just that it's a little bit more unpredictable.
Yeah,
especially at the moment,
it's better viewing.
Yeah. So,
good question.
Yeah, nice one, man. Okay. Oh, well, this is a good one because this sort of ties into what we've just done. Who's finishing higher, Perez or Sainz?
Sainz.
I too am gonna say Sainz.
Hey, you finally backed the boy.
I do think that Ferrari is slightly better than the Red Bull, you know.
Yeah, just slightly.
Just slightly.
Just slightly.
Do you agree that there are marginal differences between the drivers in F1 in terms of skill? Or are we seeing, like, do you think there are huge gaps?
I think there's huge gaps.
Do you?
I honestly think there's huge gaps.
And what we should probably specify is that huge in F1 could be like a tenth a lap.
Yeah.
Or even half a tenth.
You look at the likes of Verstappen, Leclerc, Hamilton, for example. You're not going to see, you put Stroll in a Ferrari or Mercedes. He's not going to do the same as what Max is going to do. Yeah. You know, for example, Saudi Arabia last year, Verstappen's flying lap before he crashed. Lance Stroll wouldn't be doing that.
No, yeah.
And Albon wouldn't be doing that.
And I don't think...
Latifi wouldn't be doing that.
We're not saying that Max would be doing that in an Aston Martin.
No.
Because the car is hugely important.
I think they'll get more out of that car, though.
Yeah. It's just more... You stick Stroll in that Red Bull, he's not pulling out those laps like Max.
No.
And, you know, that's... There's a reason F1 drivers get dropped. And
it makes us sound like we hate those guys. And we don't hate those guys. They're talented drivers. They're just not as talented as some of the people on the grid. So I do think there's massive differences. I really do think there's massive differences in quality of drivers in that grid, personally.
And yeah, that, you know, it comes down to the fine margins in racing where you might not think it's a big... There is a huge difference on surface level, but like we say, a tenth a lap is over, 50 laps? It's like 50 seconds a race?
Yeah.
I might have just made that. I think I really just made that
up.
I think you just
made that up.
It's a lot of time. Do you know what I mean? What would that actually be? 50, no, it's 5 seconds a race.
Five seconds a race. 50 seconds.
Yeah, good math, that.
50 minutes.
But do you know what? 5 seconds, that's a lifetime in racing.
It's a big chunk.
So, I do think there is a... Yeah. I agree with you. I think there is a big gap. Will F1 move away from traditional circuits such as Spa, Monza, in favour of places with the cash?
I think it's getting that balance, in all honesty. I think it's shown with some of the tracks that we're going to that it is money-driven. Places like Qatar, Saudi Arabia, it is very money-driven. I don't think we're going to get rid of the traditional ones because I don't think F1 fans will allow it.
Yeah,
I think places like Spa are key to the F1 calendar each year. You know, I think that's a phenomenal track. And the track I really miss is Germany.
Hockenheim,
when they used to go through the trees. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I really miss that track.
They used to play it on Gran Turismo.
Yeah, I really wish they would bring that back. I don't know if the trees are still there. They've probably been taken down. But I love that track. Something about it. And I thought the camera angles were good then. But if they had the camera angles now, I think that would be a phenomenal track.
The thing that bothers me with these new tracks where the money seems to be is they all seem to be like street circuits.
Yeah.
None of them seem like traditional racing tracks.
No. And... Unfortunately, the sport is very money-driven, and you see that by the drivers who are coming in. You know, they're being brought in because the money's there. But I can't see them getting rid of traditional tracks. I think you'll see more circuits. I do. I think, and we've seen that over the last few years. Baku, we got, you know, Las Vegas, you know, Singapore, Monaco. These are, you know, the street circuit. And there's probably more than I would like. I like the tracks, places like Silverstone, you know, they're the type of tracks, the traditional tracks, which I like. But unfortunately, it is all about money nowadays. And I think that is the issue, is that it's not going to change. You are going to see these tracks.
No, but you do have to strike the balance. Like, look, the sport needs money, especially after the pandemic.
Yep.
And you do want money in your sport.
Yeah.
Like that, everyone can complain about money and whatnot, but the more money that is in the sport, the better the sport will become.
And the better viewing for us will come.
Yeah.
And you've got to see that with the type of, for example, camera angles, the footage we're getting nowadays. That is literally because more money is being invested into it. So it is only going to benefit. And I suppose that goes back to the question earlier. It's a better viewing experience. So yes, it may not be the track that we ultimately like, But from the money that's being put into it, we are getting a better viewing experience.
Yeah, and I think if you do strike that balance of, you know, very good racing track compared to we'll give you some money if you race here, then I think you can strike a good balance between it.
Like, I have to admit, I actually quite enjoyed Qatar last year. I actually thought it was... It didn't really have much of an atmosphere there, but I liked the track. It was a lot of high-speed corners.
Empty, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, but that's just... But I liked the actual track itself. I thought it was quite good. It threw a lot of challenges.
Yeah, don't get me, like, not all of these tracks are bad tracks. Some of the tracks have been made of really good tracks.
Yeah, and I actually like Saudi Arabia.
Mate, I think that's such a cool track.
I think it's, brilliant.
I wouldn't want to race it. It's a...
What, in your Peugeot 206?
Yeah, it's a dangerous track, do you know what I mean? But like you say, for viewing experience...
And that's what draws people back.
Maybe put a moat around it as well. See if they want to fall in there.
Might be a good idea. Do you know, the biggest thing from this podcast is today, and what I think we need to do is actually do a petition to get rid of the barriers in Monaco. I
reckon that will go down really well with the drivers and the sport, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it would be successful, but I think it would be a better viewing experience.
Yeah.
Because like we touched on earlier, I am not looking forward to Monaco. No, it's going to, it's going to be...
I mean, fortunately, we've got a little while till then.
Yeah, we've got a while. Have you got... What is our next races? Have you got it up, or have we got any more
questions?
Well,
we've got Australia, yeah. Obviously. We've then got Imola.
I'm looking forward to Imola.
Mate, I don't know how you look on this. Okay, we've then got... Oh, Miami. I knew that, because that...
I'm looking forward to Miami.
Another presumably big money track.
Yep. Isn't it around Miami Dolphins Stadium?
I have honestly no idea. I haven't actually properly looked into it. All I know is that there was like proposals to build like a little bar and swimming pool, like beach area in the middle of the track.
What, for when drivers are like having a pit stop, they can get out and get a margarita?
It will be for like...
A margarita. That's not... Is that a drink?
Yeah.
It is a drink, isn't it?
Your head went to pizza, didn't it?
I was thinking of pizza, yeah.
We're then in Spain. Oh, then it's Monaco. Monaco, 27th to the 29th.
Of May.
May, yeah. So we've got a little while. But
we got a weekend off that weekend.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We say this, and it'd probably be like the best Monaco race that anyone's ever seen in years. Yeah. Let's hope.
Yeah, well, you know, we've seen closer racing.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is going to be the closest of close racing.
Do you think we see Daniel Ricciardo get overtaken by Lando Norris? Lapped
again.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very possible.
It is, yeah. Well, actually, no. McLaren's a...
All we've done this episode is absolutely slander drivers. we're just fans with opinions. That's all.
But that's why hopefully you'll listen to us, because we give our opinions, and that's why we want to get your opinions as well, so then we can bring it into our episodes.
Yeah, and then like if anyone gets angry at us, we'll blame it on you.
Yeah, we've talked about good news this week.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's been very informative.
So yeah, let us know who you think is going to win, who do you think is going to shock us this weekend, and who's going to retire this weekend first.
First, yeah. Guys, thank you.
And tell us why it's going to be Latifi.
God, your agenda against him is awful.
It's your fault.
Yeah, I'm quite proud of it. So yeah, guys, thank you very much for watching. Hopefully you've enjoyed this episode. Remember, you can check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Just type in Racecast. Leave us a rating as well. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, even if you're watching on YouTube right now and you never listen to podcasts on Spotify or Apple, after you've watched it, click the links in the description and just give us a rating, because it does help out.
It does. Also, check us out on all our socials. Instagram, we're doing all right with that. We're almost at 1,100 on there. Very nice, very nice.
Matt's got a little spreadsheet where he like...
Mate, you're not meant to tell everyone.
He like checks how well the socials are doing. And he like sent me a screenshot and I was like, that's not it. Like, delete it. Just get rid of that.
Was it a point where you're quite disappointed in me?
Yeah, no, I was ashamed. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I've signed up to this. Oh no.
Such an arsehole. Yeah, guys, thank you very much for watching, and we shall catch you next week when we review Australia. Hopefully it is a Lewis Hamilton win, and hopefully your predictions is right.
Yeah.
Hopefully what we really want is a great race. That's what we want.
Yes.
So yeah, take care, have a good week, and we shall see you next week for a brand new podcast. Bye-bye.